So really what I've been trying to say is, you know, all we have is right now, the present moment. Isn't it true that all your life has just been the present moment? Always. When you reflect on the past or anticipate the future, don't you do it right now? Is it not always right now? This is all we have, yeah? And this is the gateway, so to speak, to reality. The only gateway. Yeah? Seeing things as they really are. And seeing things as they really are, it isn't, it's a phrase used a lot in the Buddhist tradition, seeing things as they really are. And this isn't a philosophical statement. Yeah? It's not a theory about the nature of atomic or subatomic structure, of the nature of the universe. Seeing things as they really are, you're not suddenly seeing atoms dancing around in some sort of kind of pattern or other. Seeing things as they really are is having the appropriate perspective on our experience. It's being always present, knowing that now is now, and what is remembered now, and what is anticipated now. So, what essentially I think I've wanted to say and wanted to emphasise is present moment awareness, yeah? Which may mean we have to face our resistances to pain, at least to discomfort. And yet, through this present moment awareness, we can see who we really are. And this is much bigger than our egos. We are this unpredicated consciousness, the space, so to speak, where it all happens, the context rather than the content of our experience. But remember, unpredicated consciousness, it isn't the answer. Yeah. As I said earlier, that goes in the bag too, if you experience it as an object. I think what's essential about the Buddha's enlightenment is he experienced it and knew it directly. This was his experience. He was able to be in the present and know his experience for what it was, and know who he really was. I think it's like a good example of how easy it is to sort of befuddle ourselves with language. As I say, we're not this unpredicated consciousness. We're like, yes, we are, but not as an object, not as a set of words, as a direct experience. It's like the word is often used in the Buddhist tradition, shunyata. Yeah? I mean, shunyata is not a thing, but it's a way of saying that reality cannot be named. Yeah? Reality is bigger than any definition. If you like, reality is unnameable. But then that's another word. Oh, it's unnameable. Okay, great, lovely, great. Nope. Whenever we use names, we create objects. But reality transcends this. Yeah? That is why it's sometimes called the transcendental. And that too isn't a thing. Yeah? Reality is bigger than any definition, transcends any definition. So, to conclude, I think the way for us to develop insight, the way forward perhaps, I feel it's certainly the way forward for me, we need to sort of allow ourselves to open our hearts and quieten our minds. And whatever we do that enables us to do this is going to open the doors of perception and lead us to freedom. I think this is a basic law of life. And we can all do this. And finally, I'm going to finish in a good old time-honoured FWO way, which is almost a cliche. I'm going to finish on an image. I want to evoke an image. I want to leave you with an image, which I hope maybe sums up what I've been trying to say. And I thought, well, what could be more appropriate in this case than an image of a Buddha? But I suppose although all images of Buddhas may be said to be special, this is a particularly special image of a Buddha. This is the most beautiful image of a Buddha you'll ever see. And if you wish to know what this Buddha image looks like, look in the mirror. Thank you.